I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Top Gun Maverick, the eagerly awaited sequel to one of the biggest Tom Cruise hits of all time. He's back in his iconic role as Maverick, a test pilot who is assigned to teach some new recruits how to fly and how to attack their enemies. The movie's all-star cast includes a heartbreaking cameo from Val Kilmer as Iceman, as well as Ed Harris and John Hamm as his superiors, Jennifer Connelly as his new love interest, and Miles Teller as the son of his late best friend Goose. His name is Rooster, and Maverick doesn't want him to have the same fate as his father. Top Gun Maverick was directed by Joseph Kosinski, whose credits include Tron Legacy and Oblivion, and he does a fine job at following in the footsteps of the late Tony Scott, who made the original film. Like some of the best sequels that took decades to be conceived, from Mad Max Fury Road to Blade Runner 2049, this knows when to be faithful, nostalgic, and damn entertaining, and Cruise is back in his own territory. If Ethan Hunt can survive the 2010s, why can't Maverick survive the 2020s? This is one of the year's best films. 4 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.